Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Now, before we get cracking on today's case, 8-year-old junior detective Calvin has asked us if we will ever have a TV show, video game, or episode where we go to London. Ah, now, that would be fun. I do get homesick from time to time, Calvin. If Freckles ever lets me off my leash here in Pflugerville, a trip to London is something I'd love to do with my partner Sniffy. And as for a TV show and video game, well, there certainly should be both. After all, we're the top-notch dog detectives. Woof woof! And seriously, yes, our podcast has been optioned for TV. So cross your eyes, fingers and toes, and we'll cross our ears and paws, and maybe, just maybe, the Snoop and Sniffy TV show will be out in the next couple of years. Woof woof! Whew. I had quite the shiver. Was it from the excitement of thinking about us on TV? No, it's something else. It's as if I just felt a new presence move into Pflugerville. Something's different about this feeling. It's not my nemesis, Professor Mittens. This feels like something supernatural.
Supernatural? I'm scared.
No need to be scared, Sniffy.
I thought you didn't believe in the supernatural, or magic, or any of that, what did you call it? Hogwash?
Well, Sniffy, I never said I didn't believe in those things. I'm just a dog of logic and reason. So before jumping to a supernatural explanation, I try and find the rational way. But this is a feeling I've never had before.
I don't want to see a ghost.
Who said anything about a ghost? This is something else.
Something else? What's more supernatural than a ghost? Wait, don't answer that. I don't want to know.
Like I said, this is just a feeling. Sometimes feelings can be wrong.
Phew.
But usually not mine. My feelings are always right. It's that detective's intuition.
Oh? It's just your bowtie collar phone.
Looks like Freckles has a case for us. Hello, Freckles. Snoop and Sniffy here.
Have I got a case for you today? It's a weird one.
I love a weird case. What are the facts?
Facts? Not sure I have any of those. But what I do have are reports of gnarly-looking gnomes appearing all across Bark Street.
Gnomes?
Yes, gnomes. They've been appearing at night, without explanation, in the yards of unsuspecting Pflugerville residents.
Gnomes appearing at night without explanation?
These gnomes, they remain motionless, in different positions, doing different tasks. But no one ever sees them move.
Then how do they get into the yards? Spooky!
Yes, the residents of Bark Street are in a tizzy about this. So we need you two to investigate and figure out how and why these gnomes have started appearing across Pflugerville.
Can't we just ask them?
You can try. But the gnomes, they don't answer.
Why not?
That's a question for you two to find out.
A very interesting case indeed. We will figure out what's going on with these gnarly-looking gnomes. Don't you worry, Freckles. All right, guess she's had enough.
Snoop, I'm scared. Gnarly-looking gnomes? How gnarly are we talking?
Oh, I'm sure they're harmless. Nothing to fear, Sniffy. Now, let us go and find some gnomes.
All right, Snoop, but she did say they appear without moving and they don't talk. That seems kind of creepy to me.
Most things are not as they appear. I'm sure there's a very rational explanation for why and how these gnomes are moving about. Where to begin? Let's head left down Bark Street and see what we can discover.
Look, there, outside Piper's house, a gnome!
Good eye! Let's take a closer look.
I feel like it's staring at me.
It is looking in your direction, but it seems more preoccupied with digging a hole.
Too bad it's frozen in place. That hole will never get dug. And I must say, Snoop, I wouldn't call this gnome gnarly looking. It's more gross looking.
Sniffy, I say that's quite rude. I think this gnome looks perfectly fine.
Hey, gnome, what are you doing here? Yeah, they don't want to talk. Let's go to the next house.
I have a thought. Turn back now. Aha! Just as I suspected, the gnome has moved.
What? But how? And when? Now the gnome is deeper into digging this hole.
It appears this gnome can only move when no one else is looking at it. Very interesting.
Seems like magic.
Yes, it does indeed. Perhaps let's go to the next yard.
There, I see another gnome. This one is holding a watering can and appears to be watering these hydrangeas.
Now, let's turn away and turn back quickly.
It moved again, slightly.
It did indeed.
Snoop, what could be causing these gnomes to only be able to move when no one is looking at them?
A curse of some sort is what I suspect. We need to figure out a way to communicate with them so we can help out.
How can we communicate with them when they can't speak or move when we're looking at them?
A positively perplexing dilemma, indubitably. Let us continue on down Bark Street to see just how many gnomes there are. Maybe we can find more clues.
Okay, let's go. That one is collecting carrots. And that one is painting a picture.
This one is cooking on a mini stove. And that one is dancing with a ribbon.
That one's playing a flute. And the one over there across the street, he's reading a book.
A book? I wonder what book he's reading. Come on, Sniffy.
That book looks like a special book. It's green and it has really fancy writing in it. Is that cursive? Very classy.
Let's try and take a closer look. Aha! Nobble's Book of Magical Spells. Let me try and... I can't pull it from his grasp. Nor can I turn the page. Feels like the solution is this book. But how to get to the next page?
I know! Every time we need this gnome to turn the page, we should just look away. Let's try it now. See? Now the book is on the next page.
By Jove, Sniffy. Well done.
Thank you, Snoop. Now, what does this page say?
In silence, us gnomes stand frozen by a hex. Our voices muted, our movement wrecks.
Next page, please. Let's turn.
To undo this curse, a secret to tell, fix the well and restore our magic spell.
A spell and a magic well? What magic well?
So magic does indeed exist. I never doubted.
You totally did doubt, Snoop. You think there is an explanation for everything.
And there is. Sometimes that explanation is magic, I suppose. Like I said before, I'm a mind of intellect, wit, and deduction. But I guess when gnomes appear, the deduction must be that there is a magical curse, alas.
Regardless, we have to help these gnomes. They're cursed. How are we going to find this magic well?
That, my dear Sniffy, is a great question. A great question indeed. I never thought I'd see the day where magic was proved to be real. But here we are. These gnomes have been cursed by a hex. And now Sniffy and I must save them by finding and fixing a magical well. But where is the well? Let us take a break while I grapple with these revelations.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. In case you missed it, Sniffy and I just discovered that the gnarly-looking gnomes that have been appearing in Pflugerville are cursed by a magical hex, and the only way to help them is to fix a magical wishing well. That's a sentence I never thought I'd say. But here we are, now, to find this well.
A magic well? I've never heard of any magical wishing wells in Pflugerville. We just have our regular old well in the park, but it's certainly not magical.
That well is old and out of use, isn't it?
Yeah, no one goes over by the park well because of all the trees overgrowing it. Now it's in the shadows. Plus, the mockingbirds took roost, and they like to chirp songs and pelt acorns at curious dogs like me.
Oh, well, perhaps more answers lie in Nobble's Book of Magical Spells. Ah, yes, look. While we turned from view, this gnome has moved yet again. The book is on another page.
This one says, "Amidst the trees where whispers sing, a hidden haven, a precious spring. Seek a path where light doesn't dwell. Follow the song to find the well." What does it mean? Riddles! Ugh!
Amidst the trees where whispers sing.
Maybe it's from wherever the gnomes live, like an enchanted forest or something.
That could be, Sniffy. These gnomes didn't just appear out of nowhere. They must have come from their home.
Doesn't an enchanted forest sound fun? I bet there are fairies and magical lights and all sorts of fun fantasy stuff. And I'm sure they have a lot of magical mysteries.
I prefer regular mysteries, thank you very much. I'm not meant to deal with magic.
Well, you are now. Ugh,
I just wish we knew where this well could be.
Me too. Amidst the trees where whispers sing.
Sounds like the weeping willow trees in the park.
By Jove! You mean the ones by the old well?
Yeah, but that can't be it. That well doesn't even work.
Wait. A path where light doesn't dwell? Follow the song to the well. That has to be the well in Pflugerville's park.
But how?
A path where light doesn't dwell. The weeping willow trees block out all the sun.
And what about the song part?
The song to the well. Must be talking about the mockingbird songs.
Snoop, that all makes sense. But how could the well in our park be magical?
I don't know. But we must go investigate. Come on, Sniffy, to the park well.
The well. It's just beyond these whispering, weeping willow trees.
Let's go.
Hey, that bird! You annoying mocking birds!
Just keep walking. The shadowy path to the well.
This well hasn't worked in years, and no one ever mentioned it being magical. That's a deep, dark well.
Perhaps the answer lies at the bottom of the well.
Too bad we can't go down there and see what's at the bottom of the well.
Oh, look, a bucket with a rope.
Snoop, you can't be serious.
I'm too big to fit in that bucket. But you can, Sniffy.
Snoop, I'm scared. What if a ghost is down there?
There isn't a ghost, I promise. Now, if I lower you down into the well using this bucket and rope, you can explore to see if anything to break the magical hex is down there.
Okay, I just sniffed some courage into my soul. I'll do it.
Good lad. Okay, I will lower you down slowly. You can do this, Sniffy.
If you say so, Snoop. Slowly, slowly.
I'm going slow.
Oh, that was just a cobweb. I'm okay.
You're a bit heavier than I expected, and I... Oops!
I know I never should have gotten into a bucket to be lowered slowly into a well!
Sniffy! Sniffy! I say, are you okay? I'm so sorry about that. I tripped on a root and the rope came out of my mouth. Sniffy!
I'm okay, Snoop. It's just really dark down here.
Ah, use the flashlight on your collar.
I have a flashlight on my collar?
Yes, I had Wheeler install one after our last late night case. Forgot to mention it to you.
Ah, it works. I think I just blinded myself.
What do you see down there?
Well, this well certainly isn't working. There's no water down here. Hey, is this candy? No, that definitely was not candy. Bleh.
Anything magical looking?
No, just a bunch of dust and not candies. And hey, this stone looks cracked.
Yes, that must be it.
What should I do?
Push it or pull it or something.
A secret tunnel!
Where does it lead?
I can't see. My light doesn't reach far enough. Should I go explore?
I'm coming down.
Are you sure that's a good idea? It's a pretty big fall.
If I adjust the rope and the bucket, I...
You okay?
I've been better. But when I heard Secret Tunnel, I had to get down here too.
Well, I'm glad to have someone with me. Ready to explore the secret tunnel?
Let's go!
I wonder if Poot's been down here.
Doesn't look like anyone's been here in a while. Everything is cracked and dried out. Wait, there's something just up ahead.
What is that?
A rotten root.
And look, Snoop, it's blocking something behind it.
The spring. That's why there's no water in this well. The gnomes needed the wishing well water to remove the curse, but must have been blocked from coming here.
Now we can help them. I'm going to tear this root out.
Sniffy, wait. The wishing well water.
Oops.
That water, it's going to explode up the well. Hold on, Sniffy.
Ah! Phew, we landed in a whispering willow tree.
At least the leaves were comforting upon landing this time.
But look, Snoop, the well. We fixed it. The spring isn't blocked and the water's flowing again. The gnomes, they're moving again. And they're here. Hi, gnomes.
Hello, you dogs up there in the trees. You did it. You broke the hex on us.
We couldn't talk, so we needed someone to take a closer look at us and figure out what we needed and really care to help.
That's why we began appearing in yards, and why I made sure to hold my book of spells. I'm Nobble.
Hi, Nobble. We're happy to have helped you. Riding the magical wishing water up the well was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Now, with the wishing well water, we can return home.
Our well was destroyed recently, and the only other magical well was here in Pflugerville. But your well appeared to be dried up, too.
And if we spend time outside our forest without the magical water, we get hexed and can't move when anyone looks at us. So we couldn't even investigate your well.
But now we can return to our enchanted forest and replenish our magical wishing well, too. Without it, our magic disappears. Thank you again for helping us. We shall return home now. Bye.
Bye. We'll come visit the enchanted forest, so please pencil us in.
Wow. Did that really happen? Talking gnomes? A magical wishing well?
I'm here to tell you, Snoop, that it all really happened. Magic exists.
Indeed. I suppose it does. I pride myself on being a dog of top logic and rationality. But today's case certainly allowed me to expand my mind in other ways. Those gnarly gnomes were real, and in helping them, I also helped myself to remember to live life with an open mind. Not everything can be explained away with logical answers. Most things can, but not everything. I will trot away from today's case with a newfound respect for the unknown. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. There's a whole world of shows out there. And remember, if you ever see a gnome, make sure to turn back real fast and maybe, just maybe, you'll see it move. Always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us. I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!